Local family continues giving back through gifts from Gretchen. Jamestown Police Department reports new scam. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. Through loss and heartache, the Martin family of Jamestown has used their experience to help give back. Gifts from Gretchen was formed in honor of Amber Martin's daughter Gretchen, who passed away in June 2020 from sudden infant death syndrome, also known as SIDS.
It was difficult, but in order to help with the healing process and still keep her memory alive, our family chose to do acts of kindness and become gifts from Gretchen.
Since that time, Martin says she and her family have done Thanksgiving meals for the community, collected cleaning supplies and food for Safe Shelter, and most recently held their Golfing for Gretchen, which raised money for families who lose a child to purchase a headstone. Martin says now they're introducing the Child Loss Memorial Tree at two locations in Jamestown.
Where you can stop by, pick out an ornament, and decorate it however you want to, put whatever you want on it, and then just hang it so it spreads a little bit of joy during the season.
Read more online at newsdakota.com. Jamestown police report there is a new scam using the name of one of their officers that's currently circulating. In a statement released to the public, the department says someone is making phone calls and identifying themselves as a member of Jamestown Police Sex Crimes Unit and using the name of an actual police officer. The scammer then tells the individuals they need to pay $2,000 or a warrant for their arrest will be issued. Police say this is a scam, and if you receive a similar call like this, to contact your local law enforcement agency to report it. And a Canadian man who pleaded guilty to murder, conspiracy, and three other felonies in the death of a Bismarck man 2 years ago will be sentenced next month. 43-year-old Earl Howard of Ontario earlier pleaded guilty to murder, conspiracy, and three other charges in an agreement with prosecutors. His sentencing has been scheduled for January 21st. That's the latest in your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. For more news, weather, and sports anytime, make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search News Dakota.